The DNR and tribes say the new agreement preserves and protects the Lake Superior fishery. The state says it will improve information sharing, monitoring, and reporting among all parties. But Scott Breding with the Apostle Island Sports Fishermen's Association says they should have been part of state and tribal negotiations. He says one of their concerns is a new commercial whitefish season that will be held for 3 weeks in October.
That could devastate that fishery in a short period of time. And they have no quotas or any data of what they want to target for amount of take.
A DNR spokesman said in an email they will constantly evaluate the new season and don't believe it will harm the fishery. Red Cliff's tribal chairman said the agreement protects treaty rights and preserves the resource. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.